This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Well, thank you very much for that introduction, and good afternoon, everybody. And hello to the online viewers. Well, thank you for inviting me here today. As Chief Executive of the Arts Council, we are taking over responsibility in policy terms for libraries from the MLA, and that will become pretty much effective from October of this year. And I'm coming to talk to you now in a period where we are largely listening. We've been conducting a series of roundtables around the country, listening to what people want from us in terms of our new responsibilities for libraries, and beginning to have conversations with people about a realistic sense of what the Arts Council will be able to do, and also a sense of what the ambition should be. And we've been looking for you to challenge us, to raise our ambition. I'm always emphasising that we've got to be realistic about our new responsibilities. We're taking on the responsibilities with half the staff of the MLA, and something like a third of the budget in terms of operational costs. So you can see we've got a challenge ourselves. But having said that, we are very, very pleased to be taking on these new responsibilities. We're pleased, we're full of ideas for what the new responsibilities and the new partnerships that might ensue and the new possibilities that might ensue offer. We're, I think, properly kind of humble in knowing that we've got a lot to learn from you. And one of the kind of excitements of where we find ourselves is, you know, we've been responsible for the arts, for a lot of funding of the arts in this country, together with local government and others, since 1946. So we think we know a bit about that sector. But, you know, we've watched other sectors, libraries and museums, making progress in many areas, such as, for example, lifelong learning, where we've got an awful lot to learn. And I know that, you know, over the past few years, there's been lots of pressures on the library sector to think of new ways of doing things. And I think, you know, as we enter the next 4 years, I mean, there are pressures on the arts sector to find new ways of doing things. And I think, you know, together we can learn from one another, the different parts of the new Arts Council portfolio. And if you like, that's one of the kind of conversations I'm anxious to kick off today. I mean, anyone involved in cultural services, can I just say something about language? I will fall into the language of culture very, very easily, because that's my kind of home. And I'm aware that, you know, library's role is very, very broad, and we in the Arts Council are acutely aware of that. And we've got to find the right language as we have these conversations and debates. But I may fall into the language of cultural services. So don't be offended by that if you think I'm doing it too much. But I'll try not to. But I think if you look across the piece at cultural services generally, it's going to be a challenging time. We've seen challenges as local authorities struggle to work out how to deliver appropriate and within the scope of the legislation, library services. I think museums in the regions in particular are under a lot of pressure at the moment, and there are some real treasures there that we've got to work with local government partners and others to make sure that these can thrive. And then, you know, the performing arts and the arts more generally. We had a cut of 30% in our budget. We passed on 15% to arts organisations. And we did so by cutting the number of organisations we fund by about 200. And that was quite a hard thing to do. I think we did it thoughtfully. We didn't do it willfully. We did it with the intention of ending up with an arts portfolio that can really progress over the next 4 years. And that sense of how can we find, in the face of adversity, ways to keep things going, ways to keep innovation going, ways to keep people using our services, ways to keep things relevant, vital and interesting to communities. I think that's going to be a theme in the next few years and beyond the next few years. So one of our main concerns at the moment is getting the transition right. I've talked about us undertaking a listening exercise to talk to you, to listen to you, to see what we have to learn, and there's an awful lot. But actually what's becoming clear is there's an awful lot that unifies the different aspects of the Arts Council's responsibilities going forwards, principally arts, museums and libraries. We all pursue in some way, and we've got different ways of expressing it, and different traditions, but we all pursue excellence. It might be artistic, it might be around collections, it might be in the services we deliver and the way we deliver them. We all do a lot of vital work with young people, and we want to develop that, and we need to sort of get people young in order to nurture this lifetime love of knowledge, inquiry, and engagement with the world. We also provide things that add to the quality of life of citizens of all ages. And I think, you know, our role in the quality of communities going forwards and well-being is something we need to discover better, articulate better, and get the politicians to acknowledge it better. Our organisations and institutions often provide trusted public spaces at the heart of communities, offering learning, a place to congregate, tools for life. And I hope we all agree that these services together play a central role in developing a civil, diverse society, and that it's a key part of the civic life of this country. And we need to talk about that. We need to shout about it. We need to articulate it more. And we need to get the politicians, many of whom do, but perhaps better at national level, acknowledging that. So while there are similarities in our mission, our goals, I do recognise that libraries are distinct, unique public services with your own challenges, your own, if you like, versions of excellence, your own unique characters. And we want our work with you, as it develops, to reflect that. We understand and acknowledge the broad and complex information role you play and how important it is and how a key part of your work is helping people with problems and passions that go beyond matters like culture. We understand the strength of your ties to local communities, your role in enabling people to become active citizens, whether through formal or informal learning, through accessing knowledge in books or on the internet, or just by providing that welcoming space where even the least confident can seek help in some way. We also recognise the diversity of the library sector, libraries differ in scale and location, that your work reflects the people and communities you serve very, very closely often. And we respect that. And actually, it's something we're anxious to learn more about and to see how we can work with you in the future to develop, if you like, the reach of a wide range of cultural activities and services. And one of our key concerns in the next few years is addressing what we call cold spots, areas where cultural engagement is very low for a variety of reasons. Often it's to do with a lack of provision. And does our new connection with the library sector offer us many more opportunities for partnerships that perhaps haven't happened before because there's been, you know, false barriers in the way? And if we can help bring down some of those barriers by thinking differently, by articulating things differently, then I think there's something we can explore there. And I hope it's becoming obvious from what I'm saying that we don't see libraries and museums as kind of add-ons to our work. What I don't want is for the Arts Council to have a kind of little annex that's marked libraries or a little annex that's marked museums. What I've been saying to my staff and what I've been saying to people I've been talking to on the outside is I want this to be integral in some way to the Arts Council's mission. Now, our mission is great art for everyone. That's a summary of our Royal Charter. It's something we all believe passionately in. It's something we've translated into a 10-year framework called Achieving Great Art for Everyone. And within that, we've got five goals around excellence, around improving people's engagement, around the diversity of the workforce and leadership, around the resilience of arts organisations, and around children and young people. Those are our big drivers going forwards. But what we don't want to do is just kind of say to libraries and museums, there you are, like an Olympic, that's what we're about. We want to engage with you to kind of look at our aspirations in the arts and see what's appropriate for your aspirations, what we can take across and what we have to do differently and what we have to maybe then go back and do differently with the arts sector. So we've asked Estelle Morris to look at achieving great art for everyone and to produce a kind of what we're calling an icebreaker, which we'll publish in the next couple of weeks, which will start a conversation about, OK, what should be the Arts Council's overall aims going forwards, and what should be our kind of pointers for the next 3 or 4 years and indeed the next 10 years in terms of what we think we can achieve working with the library sector. And I think Estelle Morris has done a cracking job. It's a really interesting document. It's a really ambitious document. And it what's good about it when you see it is that it challenges us, the Arts Council, to not be complacent ourselves. And I think that's a very good thing. So I want to use this document, which will be published soon, to have a discussion, to discuss how we, the Arts Council, broaden our concept of excellence so that it becomes relevant to libraries. How can we support a new generation of diverse and highly skilled library leaders? And I think looking forward, that the resilience of the sector overall is something we need to take some care about. How can we learn from each other and attract a broader range of people to cultural activity in its broadest sense? And how can we properly respond to, reflect, promote, and indeed learn from the role of libraries in lifelong learning? And what are the service patterns of tomorrow? What are the new ways of thinking about engaging with service users? What can we learn from these new sectors that we're taking on? I've said that we've got limited resources in money terms. We'll have around 12 people in the organisation who's specifically charged with library interests, as it were. But my whole senior leadership team will also become charged with adding libraries to their portfolio. And that's going to be very useful, I think, because we already have very detailed conversations with chief executives of local government, and you know the power of the arts is quite compelling in those conversations. If we spread the scope of those conversations to include libraries and museums, I think we become very compelling interlocutors indeed. And I think that advocacy role that we can play nationally and regionally and locally is going to be very, very important. I mean, we've got it in our charter that we advocate for our sectors, that we talk about sectors, we talk about the importance of our sectors. We seek to expand the sphere of influence of our sectors, and we've got to expand that to the new sectors that we take on. And I think if we can use that influence to get a more joined-up approach to cultural funding in its broader sense at a local level, I think that would be a very good thing to be doing indeed. And I just also want to emphasise it's not just the kind of organisations that we fund or that we provide grant opportunities to, but we're keen to get to know a broad coalition of voluntary community and private sector organisations so that we spread and, if you like, enrich the makeup of the cultural ecology in this country. I've talked about our conversation with local government. I mean, they're such important co-investors with us and others in the cultural sector. And already we're going to have conversations where new areas of interest spring up, and I want that to continue. I want to look at what one of the features of our new last funding process, where we decided the 695 core organisations that we fund was this sense of civic leadership by arts organisations. And I think we want to spread that notion of civic leadership to cultural organisations more generally. And I think there's a great opportunity there. I was in a very large city last week, and that was the basis of the conversation between the cultural organisations collectively and the local authority. What new roles can the cultural organisations take on in terms of civic leadership? And I think there's some exciting potential there of cultural organisations seen as safe places, as trusted places, as things that the local population believe in and trust in. And I want that to develop going forwards, and if that contributes to a notion of what the big society might be, although I'm sort of anxious to kind of not be bound by jargon, and let's kind of work out what we mean by it actually intrinsically rather than give it a label. I think there's a lot of potential there. We need to make the case for continued public investment. I know that's on many people's minds at the moment. We're also interested in how we can incentivise, encourage, find new ways of getting private money into our sectors. On the arts side, we're about to launch some challenge funds on that, but we want to learn from that more generally and spread that learning. I'm sort of coming up to the end of our time, so I'm going to just rush on a bit. We've already got some links between arts organisations and libraries, and we fund several links, including the reading agency's Summer Reading Challenge, running 90% of library authorities, and the Book Trust Book Start Scheme. So I wanted to develop those partnerships and potential for different kinds of partnerships. Because talking to people and amongst ourselves, what really excites us about the link with libraries is the engagement with people from all walks of life at different stages of their lives, and the range of engagement that potentially and does take place there. And I think that's something that that we can learn a lot about and spread that learning to other bits of the cultural sector, but actually have a powerful, powerful offer across our new responsibilities as a whole. Digital technology, the possibilities of new ways of doing things using digital technology has, of course, a big role to play here. And a lot of it we probably don't realise yet. From our point of view, we recognise the success that libraries have already had in this area and the advances you've made and the importance of your role in sort of giving access to people who wouldn't otherwise be online and allowing those people to participate in those opportunities. We want again to spread that learning, to share that expertise and spread it both ways. We announced last week a digital innovation scheme with NESTA, the National Endowment for Science, Technology and the Arts, and the Technology Strategy Board and the AHRC, which we've opened up to libraries and museums as well. It began as an arts thing, but we decided that actually there's more to learn if we opened it up, and that's £600,000. And I think that's a great opportunity to find out some of the possibilities and collaborations that might be possible going forward. So to conclude, I've got an optimistic view of our new responsibilities. I want us to do it right. I want us to be realistic about it. I don't want us to promise things that we can't do. And that's going to be the nature of some of the conversations that we have going forwards. I think that one of the main things we can be is an effective voice, an advocate, but also telling a big story about culture as a whole, with libraries playing a huge role in that, and really telling the story, helping to tell the story of libraries and their success in this country. I think that the possibilities are endless for us. I'm very excited by the possibilities. I'm well aware of the difficulties. I'm well aware of the difficult sort of position we're all in, the challenging times we're all in. But one of the things that I said when we announced our cuts was, I want to look forward 10 years. I want us to have a sense of clear ambition. I want us not to kind of pull the duvet over our heads and hope it'll all go away, because it's always going to be difficult. But let's kind of try and shape our own destiny. Let's be sure of the kind of things we want. And it's that kind of conversation that I want to have in the next weeks and months. So, hello from the Arts Council. It's very nice for me to meet you today and to have this conversation. But there's a lot more conversing to do. Thank you.